Well, another school year is underway, and that means another year of outstanding opportunities for those young men and women that wear the blue and gold jacket through the FFA. With us today is the president of the state organization, Logan Wells, and I asked him how he defines today's FFA.
It's a dynamic youth leadership organization that has opportunities for students to grow throughout the agricultural industry and find their passions and grow as leaders.
And I asked Wells what excites him about today's FFA.
The opportunities it has for students, whether that's a career development event that they're passionate about or a supervised agricultural experience, students have so many opportunities available to them where they can take advantage and learn about agriculture and grow as people.
I also asked Logan what he feels makes the FFA organization unique from other youth organizations.
Just the fact that it's intercurricular, it works with classroom instruction and an advisor who's there for students to support them no matter what. And I think just that support system that you grow as a family.
And as far as his own personal experience, I asked Logan just how the FFA has impacted him.
When I joined FFA as a freshman in high school, I was a pretty shy and quiet freshman. And just to see how I've grown as a leader, to be comfortable talking with strangers, introducing myself to new people, and just growing as a career perspective, learning about forestry, an area that I'm very passionate about, has all come through the FFA organization.
And what does he see as a real benefit of the FFA organization? Well, he feels it's growing tomorrow's leaders today.
FFA is building leaders to take over the agricultural industry and fill the jobs needed to feed a growing world. And just filling that need for leaders in the community, whether that's through any community service project, that's what FFA is all about, too.
And in closing, I asked Logan to describe his own leadership skills.
I think I lead by example. I'm a servant leader who puts other people before himself, who's really a team player and wants to see everyone succeed and grow.
And certainly our middle school and high school students certainly do have the opportunity to grow in premier leadership, personal growth, and career development through the FFA. And that's an Ag Focus. Coming up next, Jim Scott with agricultural prices.
Let's start at the Chicago Board of Trade, where September corn finished down 4.5 at 489.75. December corn down 8.5 at 461.5. Wheat for September down 7 at 626.25. Wheat for December down 6 at 639.5. September soybeans were up 25.25 at 1422.75, with November soybeans up 15 at 1368.25. Class 3 milk futures for September were down 2 cents at 1798, October down 16 cents at 1807, November down 7 cents at 1757, and December down 4 cents at 1693. Your AA spot butter price was down 1 penny yesterday at 142. Barrels of cheese up 0.25 cent at 177.25. Blocks of cheese unchanged at 178.25. From your Equity Co-op, choice beef steers and heifers were 111 to 119, with choice Holstein steers 96 to 108. Your top-selling slaughter cows, 80 to 95, the bulk, 58 to 79. Most bulls were 80 to 98. Holstein replacement bull calves, 80 to 175. Holstein replacement heifer calves, 60 to 150. Colored beef calves, 175 to 275. And your feeder pigs were 40 to 65 a head. And that's the way the farm markets finished the trading day on Thursday. I'm Jim Scott on WSAU.